the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give you there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And we're telling you, we're going to get to the story about Alaska here in a moment and the agitators, the violent agitators out there and what happened to them in a bit. But Mark, Michelle, you know, Mark will be back tomorrow.
No, but I'll file my nails across from you if you want.
That's what Mark does.
I'm cuter than Mark.
Come on. Definitely. But Mark does file his nails. You're right. That's something he does. So we were talking about your trip to San Antonio. You left out of Boston airport.
I did.
And they are going through the TSA screening there. Bring our listeners up to speed that weren't tuned in last hour. Michelle, what's the story?
Well, I don't fly anymore. I mean, I used to fly 50 times a year, and now I don't even fly once a year because I don't want to participate in the TSA, you know, choice that we're offered either to be cancer scanned or felt up.
Mm-hmm.
And since I don't have a private plane, then those are my options. So I just make it as difficult as possible. So I wear boots that have laces, and I wear lots of jewelry, and I'm just a real pain to get behind in the line. And as people, you know, complain that I'm going too slowly, I'm able to turn around and say, well, you know, it's not really me that is holding you up, but rather this process. And so it provides good opportunity to have dialogue, and I usually have a pretty high success rate of having at least, you know, a person or a couple walk away from the encounter going, you're right, and having them be affected and changed.
Well, yeah, like an aha moment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I had not had the experience yet of having to choose between going through the scanner or being felt up, because I haven't flown for a while.
Right, so this is your first time.
Yes. So I said no to the scanner. I was the only person that said no.
Mm.
And
everybody else obediently going in.
Obediently to the point of a woman being in a wheelchair and having to be helped out.
Oh,
one man was on one side of her. One was on the other. They held her hands up like, you know, don't shoot me.
Surrender.
Like they do. Yeah. And then they said one, two, three. They let go of her. They took the thing and then grabbed her.
Outrageous.
I know. And these people were just saying, yes, okay. And I said, no, this isn't
so
okay.
Sad.
And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And the woman said, are you opting out? And I said, yeah, I'm opting out. And I was so excited to say that. And so this gal walks up to me in her mid-50s or so.
TSA.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And says, well, I'm going to have to pat you down. I said, I'm aware. And she says, I need to get some gloves. I'm like, oh, really? And she said, yes. Meanwhile, there are three or four TSA agents standing there, all male, and they're kind of looking me. I was looking kind of cute and, you know, traveling, and they were looking me up and down. And I said, I'm actually a lesbian, so I would like to have a man feel me up. I mean, not really, because I really don't want a man to feel me up.
Right.
But trying to mock their own system of rules. You know, no, I am not, in fact, a lesbian. However, I have girlfriends that are, and so what? So it's okay for them to be accosted because it's a woman doing it, same sex, or that's just make us feel better. So I was trying to poke fun.
Molestation's a molestation.
Absolutely.
If you don't ask for sexual touching, that's molestation.
And I have to tell you, if I don't know other people's experiences, but this woman had blue gloves on, and she used the back of her hand, and she told me, I'm going to use the back of my hand. She actually pressed up in between my legs to where there was like some penetration. Not.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I mean, like there it was knuckle up in my area.
Yeah.
So I said, whoa. And I said, and these three men are looking. And he said, do you need privacy? I said, no, I'm a porn star, too. So I'm used to doing this in the open. And they're like, oh, really? Like, whatever. And so the head, the manager there, says, are you going to give us a problem? I said, no, but you're obviously giving me a problem. I'm just trying to travel. I've paid for my ticket. I've paid the service fees. I've paid the taxes. And I would just like to be able to get to where I'm going peacefully. And I said, you have no grounds for checking me. I don't pose a threat to anyone. And I said, so I believe this is a violation of my right to privacy. And he said, well, we're working with the airlines. I said, no, you're not. And he said, oh, yes, we are. I said, you mean to tell me, right? I said, you mean to tell me that if the airlines right now wanted to, they could opt out? And he said, well, no. I said, then you're not working with them. You are forcing and coercing them into...
You're foisting your security system upon those airlines.
And he said, I don't understand why you don't want to be protected. I said, can I opt out?
Michelle,
of you
why
me?
Can't you just be a docile little sheep like the rest of them?
I know. Do you know how many times I've been at? It would make my life easier.
Sure, of course. It's always easier to go along to get along.
Yeah. But no, I'm gonna hold out and... stay with my kind. And
so you went through the embarrassment of having this woman feel you up.
And what made me, and so the exciting part to the story, though, was at this point there are like 6 or 7 TSA agents are standing around me. Not a single solitary onlooker is even bothered or stops. Or
just walking right by.
They just
too
walk.
Busy.
They're just getting where they're going. Yep. It's not them, you know.
Yep.
And so this man comes over.
Even though you're noticeably making kind of a scene, right? Like, it's not like you're quiet or anything.
Look, I mean, yeah. I was making a big scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I sang. I mean, like, I did the whole thing.
Oh,
da-da-da-da. I did the whole thing. So this man walks over, and he's probably 50s also. And he said, where are you from? And
another TSA agent.
Yes. And I said, I am from New Hampshire. And he said, oh. Are you one of those, I said, what, free staters? He goes, well, yeah, but the ones from Keene. I said, a Keeniac?
Awesome.
I'm like, I can't wait to tell Ian. I got accused of being a Keeniac.
That's incredible.
So it was great. But then, you know, so I made my way down. I was asked to step off the plane once I got on because I asked a flight attendant to get a glass of water for the woman next to me because she was choking and she was coughing to the point of not being able to talk. And I said, excuse me. I said, could you get her a glass of water? I was, and then in addition to that, I also switched places with a woman so that she could sit with her husband and son.
Sure.
So I was asked to get off the plane and I was told that if I couldn't just sit quietly in my seat and face forward, and if I was going to insist on butting into the other passenger's business, then I was not going to be welcome on the flight.
Did someone complain about you?
No, this was just the flight attendants. This was the first class agent, the first class flight attendant. Yeah. On Continental, don't fly Continental.
Apparently not.
No. So that was my trip going. Coming back, I flew Delta and it was more peaceful, but coming back, I was San Antonio. I was going through security at like 4:45 in the morning. And it was very, very busy. Mm-hmm. And I got up, and before the woman could even say anything, I said, I'm opting out. And she said, you don't go through the scanner unless I send you through. And then if I send you through, then you have the choice of opting out. I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to opt out.
Yeah.
And she says, well, I'm not going to send you through the scanner.
Oh, she showed you, didn't she?
Yeah.
Like,
nanny,
awesome.
Nanny, boo, boo.
Great stories.
So that was my TSA experience. So I think that goes to, you know, what we were talking about with the with Julian Heichlin. Not that I'm comparing myself to him, but just that getting up and getting out there and saying no,
mm-hmm.
and taking back that line, you know, that this, you know, this arbitrary line in the sand that everyone has them where they say, okay, no more.
Mm-hmm.
Push that line further and further away from you and you know, and take the freedom that you have been blessed with because you are a human being. And that is your entitlement as being
claim
human.
It.
Absolutely.
You've got to claim it. You have to make a stand for your rights if you want to have them. Otherwise, these government people are just going to keep whittling away at them.
Yep.
So good for you, Michelle.
Thank
Great
you.
Stories. If only they had one of you every hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you were probably the only person all day long.
Yes.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. This is Free Talk Live.
The 99th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming man, Selby, Jumpman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty B. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. And children 12 and under admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring us anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features we have there completely free. We've got listening options, live streams, both broadband and dial-up versions. Around the clock, you can tune in and listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. And that's not the only way you can listen. We've got 94 great radio stations across the country that carry the show at various times throughout the week. You can get a list of them at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. In addition, there's our webcam and our free-to-air satellite channel, which actually allows you to listen in without having to pay any kind of subscription fee. So head on over to listen.freetalklive.com and get information, get tuned in on how to listen to the show. Listen.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. Frank is in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with the Ian and Michelle.
Good evening.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I agree that the TSA has certainly violated, you know, the civil rights of individuals, especially regarding unlawful search and seizure. And I think what has to be done is that you're going to have, you know, a video camera or something so that you can document the molestation by the TSA employees. And then after your flight, what you do is you file criminal charges against them in the jurisdiction where the molestation occurred, and then you also file accessory charges to the airline company that they empowered and allowed that. And the only people I've been looking into
those charges will not stand for the airlines at the very least. It would be interesting to try.
No, what you would do is you would file the charges against the officers on the board of directors.
Officers and agents under the USA Patriot Act are protected.
No, that hasn't been brought to the Supreme Court case or to a federal case. You need to establish adjudication. You have to bring it to the court, and if they uphold the belief that they're immune under the Patriot Act, then that has to be appealed and brought then to the Supreme Court. But here's the point.
You should do that, Frank.
Here's the strategy that actually should be done. Right now, the only people that apparently believed to have immunity are, you know, the cabinet level officers and the czar titled officers that are, you know, heading up the federal bureaucracies. The rank and file employees aren't actually. And what's very interesting is if people would do this, and you'd have maybe 3,000 cases brought against the employees as well as the TSA employees as well as the airlines.
It'd all be thrown. The judge will throw it right.
No. But then the point is, then you appeal that. You appeal that to the next level.
Great. How much does that cost?
Well, the point is, it has to be done. It's a class action thing, and then you have some teeth where the court will actually define, is Congress or the president allowed to violate the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? And
yeah,
under law, they're not allowed to do that.
But until the case is brought,
right,
until the case is brought to the court and they rule on that.
Where are the lawyers who are going to do this?
Well, the point is they're going to have to be brought into it, and maybe you'll need a class action suit with $3 billion in an award to get those law lawyers into it.
Where have you been the last 8 years?
I've been here in the United States. I've been following this, and I'm very well informed of what's happening.
Try the last few decades. I mean, these government people are completely
immune. But the point is, if you're going to just say, "Oh, there's nothing that can be done," then this abuse will continue unless you have the guts to bring it through the court system and to adjudicate it. You know, this treason will stand.
Why aren't you doing it, Frank, if it's such a great idea?
I would actually like to. I'm not an attorney. I don't have, not a member of the bar.
Don't you have friends who are attorneys? I mean, you said you're in the Illuminati and you've got all these connected...
what's funny about it? The individuals that are running the show are laughing through their teeth at this. They don't have to deal with that. They go on private jets. Big Sis Napolitano goes on a private jet or a government-chartered military jet. Hillary Clinton goes on a private jet, or a State Department jet, or Bill Clinton goes on any corporate jet who will give him a free hour in the airplane of their life,
and they are unable to see the forest for the trees. They are not. They don't have adequate information through the media, because the media has completely sold out.
It's been sold out for years. It always has been this way.
So
come on, where have you been?
People aren't even aware of what the DHS is, as we heard in a caller a couple calls ago.
Yeah.
And so much less, they refer to the USA Patriot Act as simply as the Patriot Act without caps, not realizing that it's an acronym for just a NAFTA.
Of course, and there's actually two of them, Patriot Act 1 and 2. And there's something known as the Military Commissions Act of 2006,
mm-hmm.
and you also have the Homeland Security Act 1
hey,
and 2.
Frank,
and they're all illegal.
Frank,
you know.
I got you, man. They're legal, though, because they did it and they got away with it. So
but the point is the government cannot violate the Constitution.
Yes,
that's why it has
to
be adjudicated.
All the time.
You need
to
have
the
court
determine. Pick up the phone and call some lawyers then.
You know, this is what should be done, guys.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it. Look, I'm not saying that you shouldn't try it. But don't tell me it's my job to do it. I don't believe that the courts are going to solve this problem.
Right,
and I don't have the money to hire a lawyer.
The courts have legitimized this.
Sure. And the courts, over time, will throw out case after case after case. Go ahead, try suing the government, mm-hmm. and they will tell you, case dismissed. You have no standing. Mm-hmm. You have no standing against the government.
I mean, how many judges are saying, don't bring the Constitution into my courtroom?
It's been said a bunch of times. So, yeah, Frank is right. Yes, it's illegal what they're doing by their own rules. They're breaking
right.
their own rules. But what's new?
Mm-hmm.
They've been breaking their own rules as long as I've been an adult, mm-hmm. as long as I've been paying attention. And it was outrageous at first, and now it's just, oh, you know, that's the par for the course. This is what they do. They don't care what their own rules say.
Mm-hmm.
So, please.
And sadly, people have been so inundated with the propaganda that we here in this country need protection from those people over there.
The enemy.
The enemy.
Yeah. There always
right.
has to be an enemy.
Right.
Because if there's no enemy, then the government wouldn't be able to scare people into doing things like taking off their belts and their shoes and bending over for a cavity search.
It's just that visual.
It's so sad. And I agree with Frank, and I understand his frustration. And I understand that everybody wants the government. You know, a lot of people, they see this happening, and it's upsetting to them. And they say to themselves, well, you know, the Constitution's really clear. I mean, the First Amendment, freedom of speech. How can this judge down in Orlando ban handing out flyers on a courthouse or at a courthouse? How
Fifth
can
Amendment, not incriminating yourself. The Fourth Amendment, the right to
search, be free from unreasonable search and seizure.
Seizures,
but they put
right.
the word unreasonable in there. So the
mm-hmm.
government just has to say, oh, this is reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of holes in the Constitution, and even if there weren't holes in the Constitution, it wouldn't matter anyway, because who can take on the behemoth of the state? The state runs the court system. The state is the executive branch that you're trying to sue. So you're suing the state in the state's system, and it's all stacked against you. I'm not saying it's impossible in all instances. Clearly, some people have threatened suits, like against local police departments, and there have been settlements made in those cases. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but if you want people to do it, Frank, you need to be the one to step up. Please stop telling everybody else what they should be doing. It's hard to get people to think that your idea is great.
Right.
I've tried this before. It doesn't work very well. They have
by
to
example.
Think it's, right. They have to think it's their own idea before they'll think it's great. So show us the way, Frank. It's Free Talk Live.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, bring up anything you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. We've got a webcam on our website, and it is completely free. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, listen, and interact, because the chat room is built into the same page. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that for free. And know that the CAM is brought to you by Memory Dealers. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GMICs, XFPs, NPACs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, MemoryDealers.com. 800-259-9231. You can take control of these airwaves. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Charles, listening in California. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Michelle.
Hey there, good evening. Yeah, there's no doubt that, you know, we got a huge problem, and, you know, maybe it's something in the Cheerios. Anyway, just to let people know, anyone flying out of, you know, down there in Boston, I left in the second week of December, you know, after being in New Hampshire for the fall, and my suggestion would be fly Virgin America. They're located kind of in a little cubbyhole, one of the sections there, and I think because of that, and they're the only ones there, there was no scanners and, you know, no heavy-duty pat-downs or nothing like that.
Well, they
and
just haven't implemented the scanners at all the airports, at all the terminals quite yet. But they're getting there. They're working on it.
Exactly. Well, it's hard to believe that they'll actually put one in that little spot, and who knows, they may move them over. But right now, Virgin Airways out of Boston Logan is a really good
okay. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
Alternative. Well, I mean, that was one thing, and I thought that the story that Michelle was sharing about, you know, kind of an alternative to, you know, opting out on the first part but then not opting out on the second part, because obviously she had to get from point A to point B. I'm going to have to do the same thing because I'm heading to Maui here shortly, and, you know, I can't
swim. Michelle
opted
out on both legs of her trip.
He opted on the first part, but the pat down and not. But I thought that her story was fantastic and a very wonderful, creative way of, you know, at least, you know, causing some attention. So maybe that could be incorporated into our, you know, strategies, you know, as far as at least, you know, at least showing some of the sleepwalkers that, hey, it's not cool. But it is pretty sad that the passivity that exists out there.
Sure.
Sometimes you can't trip up the government altogether, but there's nothing wrong with sticking your foot out there and you know, making them take a little longer and giving people around pause to reflect on what it is they're doing or what they're not doing.
You know, you got to break up the routine.
Yeah, people were sending their children through, and you have to stop and think, and sometimes even just doing that can help people change their own routine.
Charles, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Absolutely.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Michelle.
Hello.
Hey, Michael. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering what your predictions were, like how high you think silver is actually going to go, and what year do you believe that the dollar will turn around?
I have. First of all, I don't think the dollar is going to turn around. I think that historically the dollar has lost value ever since it was introduced back, you know, in the early 20th century. It started to go downhill when they brought in the Federal Reserve, and they, thanks for the call tonight, by the way. I appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231. So they brought in the Federal Reserve. They created the income tax, and the dollar started to go downhill. It really got bad after they pulled the gold and the silver backing away from it. So there's no way that the dollar is going to do much of a turnaround. It's just going to keep losing value because they have the interest in continuing to print them out. The government, you know, there's no reason for them not to continue printing. It benefits them, and it takes value from us. That's what inflation is. Inflation is not a rise in price. It is the increase in the money supply. And prices tend to rise because of inflation as a symptom of inflation, because then you have more dollars chasing around the same amount of goods. So prices go up as a result of that. So I don't think the dollar is going to turn around. But on the other hand, I'm not going to speculate and say how high I think silver is going to go. I'm not an expert in those matters. And anybody that is an expert is still just speculating. So, Michelle, any thoughts on that?
I'm actually looking at gold and silver charts right now on my computer.
Yeah, what's the current price? I mean, I don't even follow it every day.
Let's see here. I'm not looking. I'm actually looking at a chart from this last week when the price was $35.90. I don't know what it was today. But
I bought, last time I bought was at around 30, so now it's already gone up significantly since then.
Yeah, and everything I bought was like at 18, so that was,
I bought some around then, and I bought some when it was 9.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in my short life, relatively short life as an adult, I'm 30 years old, I've seen it go up from $9 to $35.
I would say that if the price goes below, let's see, like $35.20, I'm probably going to
buy
sell
some more.
No, I'm going to
sell.
Yeah, I probably will. I will probably sell at that point, and then because
you think it's going to go down.
I think that we're going to see a pullback, and then it's just going to take off. So at that point, I personally, how I trade, I would evaluate my risk and how much. It's not really good to try to time the market,
mm-hmm.
and so I would evaluate my risk and do my risk reward strategy and go from there.
Well, you see, I'm not a trader. I don't know anything about any of that stuff. The only reason I've got silver is because I want to store my value. I don't want to lose value to inflation, and I know that they're going to keep inflating. Mm-hmm. And so I don't. When I make a buy, I don't try to time it or anything like that. I mean, it'd be nice for it to go down before I buy, but if I've got some extra money, I'm going to put some in. I'm going to put some into silver because it just makes sense to me.
The only reason why I would be selling at that point is because I would have another opportunity to make an investment into something else.
I see.
Absolutely, but I certainly wouldn't. I mean, my days of holding cash, other than enough to in the event that. Exactly. Like a 3-month cushion of, whatever. I'm not interested in holding cash. There's nothing that my cash can buy that the IRS can't take away from me anyway. So
if you want to get your hands on some silver, we have a way for you to do that. You can just go to silver.freetalklive.com, and our friends over at Midas Resources, who help syndicate this radio program, will be happy to sell you some. And there's gold there, too, as well. And it's easy, too, because there's not a bunch of options. So we've kind of narrowed it down to some easy choices. And so you can go to silver.freetalklive.com and order your stuff there. And then Free Talk Live actually gets a small cut of that sale. So once again, silver.freetalklive.com. Brian is listening in Huntington, West Virginia, WVTS. Hello, Brian.
Yes.
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was listening to y'all earlier how time-consuming it is that it's taking airplanes to wherever you need to go, going through security checks and everything else. If you've ever been on a train, then the line is nowhere near as long, and the security is not as tight as it is at airports. And I just wondered why people go through the hassle of going through the airports when we still have trains taking your transportation.
That's a good question, and I thank you for the call tonight. I'd say it's because trains are more inconvenient than airlines are. I mean, the tracks don't run everywhere. I remember when I was in Florida, the tracks didn't go south of Tampa. So if you wanted to take a train, you had to drive to Tampa first. And at that point, you might as well take a plane because planes go faster than trains do. The trains stop a lot more often than planes do.
Yeah, Aziza,
and they're not that cheap.
Aziza was on the train at 10 this morning and didn't get in until 6:50 this evening. And I could have made that drive.
And she was coming from New Jersey.
Right. I could have made that drive 2 hours shorter.
It's a 6-hour drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, clearly some people still do ride on trains because of the nostalgia factor, I think, or because they're afraid to fly. But for the most part, flying is still a more efficient operation, even with all the TSA stuff in the middle. Though I did hear something about the Amtrak banning the TSA.
Oh,
did you hear about that?
No.
I heard. I heard it. I didn't see the news personally. But anyway, LearnLiberty.org is a new site featuring libertarian talks and lectures on a variety of topics. It's a great way to explore new avenues within the libertarian perspective. You can brush up on political, economic, and philosophical terms like public choice and confirmation bias. And more videos are being added daily, like Professor Anthony Davies showing just how bad the government's debt is. So lectures you wish they taught in school. LearnLiberty.org. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for your thoughts. You make the call now. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can visit us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there various different ways. And all completely free. If you want to help support the show, you can do that by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You get your shopping done. You get the stuff that you're looking for. You get a great price. It's Amazon. You know, they're the largest internet retailer with dozens of categories. Even sell groceries at Amazon. So what you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are different Amazon links there. One of them, hopefully, will be for your country. We've only got four of them. It's U.S., the Canada, Germany, and the UK. So click into the one that's most appropriate for you, and then get your shopping taken care of, and get the stuff delivered to your door, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. They even sell used stuff too, though, so you can do that as well. And Free Talk Live gets a cut when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. And if you like Taryn Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report, which is his YouTube channel, you can, or even if you don't, even maybe if you've never seen it before, you should still check out his new historical fiction novel. Pirates of Savannah is an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and society's casts off, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s and is loaded with real, obscure historical events that time has nearly erased and buried. Taryn is doing an experiment in intellectual property and taking a risk by giving away the ebook completely free. You can check out the first three chapters now at piratesofsavannahbook.com. That's piratesofsavannahbook.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, Alex is in Tennessee. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Michelle. Alex?
I'm actually calling from Texas.
Well, Texas, I was just in Texas. I love Texas, Alex.
Hey, Alex, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to tell you about, I wanted to expose these globalist bikers. They're doing another cover-up.
Globalist bikers? Is that like the Hell's Angels?
Exactly. Uh-huh. So they're in Japan, and they're covering up the Godzilla attack with the tsunami story.
Oh,
tsunami story.
Yeah, I'm glad you called tonight, Alex, because I was wondering, you know, I heard about the tsunami today. Obviously, the earthquake, horrible tragedy, natural disaster. But you always, in these circumstances, the conspiracy community always has some sort of conspiratorial explanation that the government was somehow involved here. And you're saying this one was actually Godzilla.
Yes, it's Godzilla. He came out of the ocean and he started tearing up Japan. And they didn't want since Godzilla was actually part of the CIA weapons program sent to Japan in the 50s.
Okay, so does Godzilla have a friend in some sort of Loch Ness Monster kind of thing who also caused the volcanoes to erupt in Russia as well?
That was Mothra.
Ah, oh. I knew it.
I really have to get these the names of these monsters down.
Godzilla and Mothra are two of the biggest ones. Now, are we seeing like a resurgence in attacks by monster these horrible movie monsters? Are they coming, or is it just Godzilla and Mothra that are doing all the damage?
Haiti was actually caused by Rodan. And in the coming months, I'm starting to look for King Ghidorah. He will show up soon. He's one of the most dangerous ones out there. He's been with the CIA a long time.
I mean, this is a huge conspiracy here because Godzilla isn't exactly someone who can hide from a video camera, and it's not like Japan is North Korea where no one owns video cameras. So how is it that they managed to cover this up? I mean, for sure, if Godzilla was actually attacking Japan, we would have some kind of YouTube leak. There would be something out there.
When you use a huge amount of water to cover up a huge monster, it does a pretty good job. These guys aren't pros. They've been doing this for the last 50, 60 years.
So, wait, how do you use a huge amount of water to cover up Godzilla? How does that work?
On all the cameras of the tsunami hitting the beach, it's just all they do is they Photoshop the same piece of water over and over again.
Thanks for the call, Alex. I appreciate the inside scoop there on what really happened. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brandon, who is in California. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mr. Freeman and Michelle. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi.
What's on your mind? You can call me Ian.
I recently was watching CNN, and I think Piers Morgan was reporting that nearly or around 40,000 U.S. troops are in Japan right now.
Okay. As of, like, the earthquake, or just because there are always that many troops in Japan?
Because there are always that many troops in Japan.
Wow. That's a lot.
That is a lot. And to insist that while watching the show that Piers Morgan was worried about their safety more than an entire country full of natives that, you know, of their safety. You know
so
what I mean?
This is the guy that took over for Larry King, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so the only concern after the tsunami is whether or not the American troops are okay in Japan, not the actual Japanese people who have been suffering as a result of this.
Correct.
Wow, it's so sick. It's so twisted. And so, is ethnocentrism the right term for that, I think?
I would say so.
Yeah.
And just listening to Mr. Obama's speech today on he had some news conference today where the first 30 seconds or maybe a minute of it, his concern was that there was troops in Japan and that he had one boat and one plane there to help the country of Japan.
What about the women and children?
it's very sickening. It's very sickening when you see video footage of humans waving white flags out of their windows, you know, asking for help and support. And Mr. Obama says that there's a plane and a boat. Just, you know, we have your help, you know.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Brandon, I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So we're in these countries that we I'm being the United States. Yes.
Oh, you're the United States.
Yeah, I'm being the United States. Hmm. Right.
How did you get to be the United States?
I'll be the Statue of Liberty. No, so I'm speaking on behalf of the American people. So here we are, yes, over in all these countries, and we're here to help you. We're here to support you. We're here to protect you. We're here to protect our mutual interests. But I'm so glad that when the stuff hits the fan, I've got a boat that I can leave your little island with and get safely away and leave you alone to deal with the repercussions of Mother Nature slamming against your shore.
1-800-259-9231. You'd mentioned this earlier, Michelle. We're not going to have time to talk about the Alaska situation with the violent agitators up there, the people that are hinting at violence, but maybe we'll get to that tomorrow night. But at copblock.org, there's a story about a grandfather who has been murdered by the police at 12:30 in the morning. This from wickedlocal.com in Framingham. I believe that's Massachusetts. Wednesday, January 5th, the Framingham police SWAT team served a search warrant. During the search service of the search warrant, Mr. Yuri Stamps was tragically and fatally struck by a bullet, which was discharged from a SWAT officer's rifle. Despite immediate intervention by tactical medics, he died at the scene. The officer involved had been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome. That's, by the way, it's code for paid vacation.
Right.
Pending the outcome of District Attorney Office's independent investigation into the justifiability of the shooting, which we can predict will probably be completely justified, because the cops are 99 times out of 100 completely justified in murdering innocent people. Our condolences are with the Stamps family for the heartbreak they're understandably enduring, and will await the findings of the investigation. According to the story here, it was another botched drug raid. Mr. Stamps was not the target of the drug raid and wasn't even armed when he was killed. Now, that apparently was, earlier I was reading a statement from the police chief, Stephen Carl. Stamps was not killed by a SWAT officer, according to CopBlock, or they're talking about how he phrased this. He was fatally struck by a bullet which was discharged from a SWAT officer's rifle. So the officer himself wasn't responsible. It was the rifle that
right.
was charged.
Because guns kill bullet. People.
Right. The report came out of Maryland in 2010 that showed about 92% of the 1,618 SWAT team deployments in that state were for the purposes of serving a search warrant. 47% of those search warrants were issued for the purpose of recovering illegal drugs, and the use of SWAT was originally for the purpose of defusing already violent situations, such as hostage situations or engaging heavily armed suspects. But boy, have things changed. You can get more details over at copblock.org. I just wanted to get that out there. This man was 68 years old. He has 12 grandchildren.
12 grandchildren are going to get to go see their grandpa be buried by...
Yep. Murdered.
Killed
murdered
the hands
by
of the
these police
officers.
Likely on in a botched drug raid. So maybe they got the wrong house. Maybe they got the wrong apartment or something like that. And it happens all the time. Out of time tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.